Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm Monica Reinagel. Thanks for joining me today. Cindy writes, recently, I've been seeing ads on television saying that corn oil is better than olive oil for lowering cholesterol. I've always used olive oil and canola oil, but now I'm thinking of changing from canola oil to corn oil. Should I make the switch? I bet Cindy's not the only one who's been seeing these ads. Makers of corn oil are spending a lot of money right now to promote the results of a study which showed that a diet rich in corn oil reduced cholesterol more than a diet rich in olive oil. Now, those of you with a very good memory might remember me writing about this same study a few years ago when the unpublished results were first presented at a scientific meeting. This month, though, the study was finally published in a peer-reviewed journal, and because it's getting a lot of new attention, I thought it would be worth revisiting. And now, let's take a closer look at what this study found, and then I'll tell you whether I think it makes sense to start using corn oil in place of other oils you might be using. In this study, healthy adults consumed either 4 tablespoons of corn oil or 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil per day for 3 weeks. And the oils were incorporated into various foods like muffins and yogurt. After 3 weeks on the corn oil diet, the subjects saw a 9% reduction on average in their LDL cholesterol. And that was compared with just a 2% reduction for the olive oil diet. Although this finding might surprise you, it was not a surprise to the researchers. Corn oil is naturally rich in phytosterols. These are compounds that are shaped very similarly to cholesterol, and they can block the absorption of cholesterol from foods. Basically, the phytosterols occupy the cellular parking spots that cholesterol molecules would normally pull into. And because those spots have already been taken, the cholesterol ends up passing through the system without finding a place to park. The result? Less cholesterol is absorbed. Because corn oil contains a lot more phytosterols than olive oil, it's not surprising that it blocks cholesterol absorption a lot more effectively. Nonetheless, I'm not convinced that you should replace your olive oil or your canola oil with corn oil. Despite its beneficial effect on cholesterol, I have 2 potential concerns with adding corn oil to your diet. One is that corn oil is very high in polyunsaturated fats, a type of fat that can produce harmful compounds called HNEs when you heat them. And even if you're not heating them, polyunsaturated oils are easily oxidized, causing the oils to become rancid. Monounsaturated fats, on the other hand, are more stable when they're heated, and they are less prone to oxidation and rancidity. Because olive oil and canola oil are both higher in monounsaturated fats and lower in polyunsaturated fats, they seem, to me anyway, like a better choice. And if you'd like more on the effects of heating on different oils, check out episode number 124, Which Oils Are Best for Cooking. The other concern with corn oil is that it is very high in omega-6 fats. Now, there's nothing wrong with omega-6 fats per se. In fact, they are considered essential to our diets. However, it is possible to get too much of a good thing. If our diets are too high in omega-6, it keeps those equally important omega-3s from doing their good work. It's a little like the phytosterols and the cholesterol competing for the same cellular parking spot. Only in this case, the problem is that omega-6 and omega-3 are competing for the same enzymatic pathways. If you have similar amounts of omega-6 and omega-3 in your diet, there's plenty of room along the enzymatic freeway for both of them to make their way. But if too many omega-6 fats are hogging all the lanes on the enzymatic freeway, the omega-3s cannot get to work on time, or ever. Avoiding oils that are high in omega-6, such as corn oil, is one of the best ways I know to maintain a balance between omega-6 and omega-3 fats, and that gives omega-3s a fighting chance of reaching their cellular destinations. Olive oil and canola oil are both much lower in omega-6 than corn oil, and as a bonus, canola is relatively high in omega-3s. If you're interested in learning more about omega-3 and omega-6 and this issue of balance, I have 2 episodes for you to check out. The first one is number 85, Fish Oil and Omega-3s, and then number 185, does the ratio of omega-6 matter? Finally, the cholesterol-reducing action of corn oil appears to be mostly due to its phytosterol content. But corn oil is not the only way to get more phytosterols into your diet. In fact, guess which oil contains almost as much phytosterols as corn oil? Canola oil. And that's why I don't think it makes sense to replace your canola or your olive oil with corn oil. Although olive oil is not particularly rich in phytosterols, it does have the virtue of being extremely low in both polyunsaturated fats and omega-6. Extra virgin olive oil also contains polyphenols that may benefit your heart in other ways. Plus, it's delicious. You may not wish to use olive oil exclusively, however. I also like to have a less expensive and a more neutrally flavored oil on hand. Canola and corn oil contain similar amounts of phytosterols, but canola is lower in polyunsaturated fats, meaning that it's more stable at high heat and resistant to oxidation at room temperature, and it's also lower in omega-6 and higher in omega-3. And that's why canola gets the number two spot in my cupboard and not corn oil. There are lots of other healthy foods that provide phytosterols as well. Peanuts, pistachios, wheat germ, wheat bran are all particularly good sources, but phytosterols are found in a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, grains, legumes, and nuts. And in the show notes for today's show, which are at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com, I've got one of my handy-dandy charts that shows the amount of phytosterols in various foods. If you wanted to get the amount that was included in this study, your goal would be to get about 400 to 500 milligrams of phytosterols a day. If you have questions or comments, you can post them on our website at quickanddirtytips.com or connect with me on Facebook or Twitter. I'm at Nutrition Diva on both platforms, and I'd love to hear from you. Have a great week and eat something good for me.